Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
你要专心仰赖耶和华。
With a trust in the Lord with our whole being, we're not to be half-hearted when it comes to trusting in God.
我们要全心全意的信靠神，在信靠神的时候，我们不是半心半意，或者仅仅去相信上帝。
We cannot just simply believe in God.
不是只是仅仅相信上帝。
The Bible says we're to have faith, and that faith is lived out when we practically put our trust in God for the everyday things of life.
圣经说，我们要有信心，当我们在日常生活的事情上面真正信靠神的时候，我们的信心就会表现出来。
You see, trust is the practical outworking of our faith in God.
你知道吗？我们藉着信靠神去实践对他的信心。
We understand trust as we put our trust in many things every day. We trust the person who designed our car so that it will function properly when we drive it.
我们相信，我们明白信靠，是透过我们将信靠放在每一日的很多事情上，例如我们会相信设计我们的车的人，以至我们开车的时候，它能够正常运作。
We trust the builders who constructed the homes we live in, the offices in which we do our work, that it will not collapse.
我们相信起我们间屋的建筑师，我们的工作的办公室，相信它不会忽然间倒下来。 We
exercise trust on a daily basis without even thinking about it.
我们其实每一天都不加思索地运用我们的信心。In
our Christian lives, trust is the practical outworking of our faith in God.
在我们基督徒的生活里面，我们藉着信靠神去实践对祂的信心。
It is when we put our trust in God that shows our faith in Him is truly real, and not just on the surface or shallow, but sincere.
信靠神表示我们对神的信心是真实，不是仅仅只是在表面，或者是很浅薄的，而是很真诚的。
So how are we to do this, to trust in the Lord with all our heart?
那我们怎么去做到专心仰赖耶和华这一点呢？
Let us turn to the next few phrases that we read in Proverbs 3, 5 to 6.
我们可以看一下圣经，箴言第三章五至六节的经文。
Lean not on your own understanding.
不可依靠自己的聪明。
You see, to lean on our own understanding is like being wise in our own eyes, in which verse 7 tells us not to do.
依靠自己的聪明，就好像我们是自以为有智慧，例如第七节告诉我们，不要这样做。Believing
that our ways are better than God's ways.
我们相信我们的方式比神的方式更加好。We
do this when we think we know better, even better than God.
我们这样做，因为我们认为我们知道的比上帝更加多。You
know Solomon? He started out extremely well as king by asking God for wisdom and then building a magnificent temple for God.
你知道吗？所罗门在开始的时候，其实非常之出色，他向神寻求智慧，为神建了一个很宏伟的圣殿。He
pleased God in all that he did, and he was obedient to God's ways. But sometime later, he started to think that he knew better than God.
他所做的一切事上都好讨神喜悦，而且顺服神的方法，但在不久之后，他开始认为他自己比上帝知道的更加多。He
amassed large sums of silver and gold and constructed a palace for himself, even bigger and grander than the temple that he built for the Lord.
他积累大量的金银，并且为自己建了一个宫殿，甚至是比他为主建造的圣殿更加宏伟。
The Bible says in 1 Kings that Solomon loved many foreign women, intermarrying with them, even though the Lord had told him not to do so, because they will turn his heart towards other gods.
圣经里面列王纪上提到所罗门王宠爱很多的外族女子跟他们通婚，虽然主曾经吩咐他们不可以跟他们往来通婚，因为他们会引诱你的心去随从他们的神。
He had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
他有700个妻子和300个妃子。
I tell Deb I can't even handle more than one wife.
多过一个的太太。
He started to oppress the people of God.He went against the laws for kings which were written in the Bible as he thought he knew better than God. He leaned on his own understanding, which eventually split the kingdom of Israel into two, bringing an end to God's people as a whole nation.
他依靠自己的聪明，最终将以色列国一分为二，结束了神的民族作为一个国家这样的情况。
In a similar way, if we continue to lean on, rely on our own understanding, instead of trusting in God with all our heart, our lives may end in that like Solomon.
如果以类似的方式我们继续依靠自己的聪明而不是专心仰赖耶和华的话，我们的生命可能也都带来好像所罗门王那种的灭亡。
So what are we to do instead?
那我们应该要做什么呢？
We're to hear God's truth. We're to lean on God's truth. That says in Proverbs 2:6, the Lord gives wisdom and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding.
我们要依靠上帝的真理，箴言二章六节那里提到，因为耶和华赐人智慧、知识和聪明都由他口而出。
We should lean on the wisdom of God's word as we read it, as we meditate it, as we memorize it, as we learn to think God's thoughts after him.
我们读神话语的时候要依靠神话语里面的智慧去默想祂，要记住祂，学习以神的想法来思想他。
I like Eugene Peterson's message translation of the Bible in Proverbs 3:5-7, which says this: Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He is the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil.
我喜欢 Eugene Peterson 翻译的圣经译本叫做 Message， 它里面提到箴言三章五至七节这样说，它是说从心底里面信靠神，不要试图自己去理解一切，在你所有要做的事上，所有你要去的地方，聆听神的声音，它就可以保持你在正轨上，它就是那个可以保持你在正轨上的那一位，不要以为你知道一切，要跑向神，跑离开邪恶。
Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He is the one who will keep you on track.
听神的声音，你做的一切事和你一切去的地方都要，祂就会保持你在正轨上面。
As you know, our church has been having this Hearing God seminar now for the past few months, and as well in October, we're going to provide this Hearing God seminarin Cantonese, and so I will teach this seminar and it will be translated into Cantonese. This will be held in our October Sunday School in Cantonese coming up.
大家都知道過去幾個禮拜裏面有聆聽神嗰個嘅講座，喺嚟緊隔十月嘅主日學時間我會將呢個嘅講座翻嚟做中文嚟到俾大家。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
你要專心仰賴耶和華。
Lean not on your own understanding.
可能不是你自己所明白的。
In all your ways, submit to him.
要顺服在神的当中。
We're to called on to trust in God with all our heart and in all our ways.
我们被呼召要在所有的事上来到专心仰赖耶和华。
That is, we call to a complete trust in God.
即是说我们被召是要对上帝有完全的信靠。
We're to trust him and submit to him with our whole lives, with everything in our lives.
用我们整个生命和生命中的所有事来到信靠神。
We're not to pick and choose which part of the lives, which part of our lives that we are to trust him with.
我们不应该选择在生活中在哪一部分才去信靠神呢？这样。
We don't say, Lord, I will trust you with church. I will trust you with my Christian service in leading small groups, in teaching Sunday school, in serving on the worship team, in being on the choir, in serving on Alpha. I will trust you with these things.
我们不会说，主啊，我会为你的教会而信靠你。我为基督徒的侍奉，例如好像领导小组，教主日学，在敬拜小组的侍奉，事班或者启发课程上面的事情，我信靠你。这样。
But I'm not sure whether I can trust you with my marriage, whether I can trust you with my parenting, with my family. I'm not sure I can trust you with my work, with my career, or with my future.
而另一方面呢，我们就会跟神说，我不想将我的婚姻信靠你，我不想为我怎样养育孩子的事，我家庭的事，甚至我的工作事业，我的未来来到信靠你。
Is there a certain area that you find hard to trust in the Lord?
你会不会在某些事情上面发觉难以信靠神呢？
Will you trust him with your health? Will you trust him with your reputation?With your finances, with your children, with your retirement.
我们会在健康、声誉、在财政、子女或者退休的事上面信靠神吗？
But you may say, Pastor Abe, you don't understand my situation. You don't see what I'm up against, the circumstances that I'm facing in my life.
或者你会说，陈牧师，你不明白我的情况啊，我不知道，你不知道我面对着什么，或者我生活中面临着什么的情况。
No, I don't understand your situation or what you're going through in your life, but I know our Lord does.
没错，我是不明白你生活中发生的一切事，但我知道我的主明白。
I know that the one who knits you together while you're still in your mother's womb knows you better than you do yourself.That the creator of the universe is aware of everything in your life and wants to speak to you about your life if only you would allow him to.
我知道当你还在母亲的怀胎的时候，那个创造你出来的比你更加了解你。宇宙的创造者知道你生命里面发生的一切事，并且想要跟你的生命来到讲说话，当你允许他这样做的时候。
In all your ways,Submit to him.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
I think of what Pastor Joseph had to do the last 2.5 years, if you remember his sharing last week.
我想起 Joseph 牧师在上个礼拜跟我们分享他过去两年半里面所发生的事。
He submitted himself fully to the Lord 2.5 years ago when he left the Congo, when he left his family and children behind, and when he came to Canada.And now, as he's going to Montreal to start a new venture, he submitted himself totally to the Lord.
我想起他的经历就是他离开他家，离开他小孩子，然之后呢，现在来到今日，他将会去到蒙特利尔那边来到侍奉神。
As well, for us as parents, one of the hardest things for us to do is to submit our children to the Lord.
我知道作为一个家长很难做的事情就是将我们的孩子来到交给神。
Why is it hard for us to submit our children to the Lord?
为什么这么难来到将孩子交给神呢？
We may be fine with submitting ourselves to the Lord. We may be okay with submitting ourselves to the Lord.
我们可能自己交给神会容易一点。
But when we submit our children to the Lord, we're submitting our hope to the Lord.We've poured everything into our children ever since they're young. And we are hoping the best for them. We want them to surpass us. And so when we submit our children to the Lord, we're submitting even more than ourselves to the Lord.
我们可能觉得如果交我们的孩子给神，就等于将我们在寄托孩子身上的所有的盼望，我们投放的所有的资源和精神都要交给神。
We all know... Going on a missions trip, or becoming a missionary, an international worker, or becoming a pastor is a good thing.
我们知道咧，作为一个国际工作者，去宣教的时候
，and we in some ways applaud and think highly of those who've done so. 我哋会拍掌，谂好嗰啲人，如果可以 submit 你啲 children 去俾神。But why is it so hard for us to submit our children to the Lord？
但系点解我哋将我哋自己嘅小孩子交俾神嘅时候，可以咁难嘅呢
？And then lastly，
最后
，He will make your path straight。
他必指引你的路。
That is, the Lord will direct your paths.
就即系话咧，主必定一定会指引你嘅路嘅。
You see, God's path may not be the path that we would naturally take.
神嘅道路咧，可能唔系我哋好自然咁样会走上嘅一条路嚟嘅。
His idea of a straight path may not be our idea of a straight path.
佢对下一条正路嘅想法未必等于我哋嘅谂法。
So to trust in the Lord with all our hearts means that we should be prepared to go wherever He's taking us to go.
所以专心仰赖耶和华，其实意味住咧，我哋应该准备好去俾佢带我哋去佢想要我哋去嘅地方。
When we put our faith and trust in the Lord, sometimes there will be obstacles in our way, and we wonder if indeed it's the straight path that God is leading us on. But this is all part.Of learning to trust in the Lord.
当我们将信心或者信任放在主里面的时候，有时我们在道路上会遇到有障碍，我们会很奇怪，这些究竟是不是神引导我们行的正路呢？但是这些正正是学习专心仰赖耶和华的一部分。
It's up to the Lord to remove the obstacles. He will make our path straight. It's not up to us to remove the obstacles or to make our own path straight.
让神除去我们生命里面的障碍，他必指引你的路，不应该由我们来决定是否要除去这些障碍物，或者我们来自己决定正路应该是什么。
After having worked as an architect for 15 years, I felt the Lord leading me on another path, but I didn't quite know what that path was.
做了画技师15年之后，我觉得主想带领我走另一条路，我不是太清楚这条路是什么。
As such, I took some time off to reflect and to pray and ask for God's leading in my life.
因此我花了一些时间来到反思和祈祷神在我生命里面怎样带领我。
I still remember coming home from a church conference one afternoon and telling my wife Deb that I sensed a call from God to go into pastoral ministry.
我记得有一天晏昼在教会开完会之后回到家，就跟我太太 Deb 说，我感觉到神好像呼召我要加入牧养的事工。
You see, at the end of this conference, we were asked to pray for one another. And as we were praying, I sensed the overwhelming love of God pour into my life.
在这个会议结束的时候，我们有一个环节是互相祈祷的。当我们祈祷的时候，我感到神有一个压倒性的爱好像涌入来我的生命里面这样。
Sensing God's great love in a way that I've never felt before, I fell to the ground on my knees and surrendered to God.
感觉到神的大爱，我之前从来未感觉到的进入我的生命，因此我降服和跪在地上面。
To make a long story short, those I prayed with started to pray for the Spirit to empower me for pastoral ministry at the time.
就话短说，同我一起祈祷的人呢，就是祈求圣灵赐给我在牧养事工上面有能力。
And some of you I told already, my wife's initial response to this was, that's good, but I didn't hear it.
其实以前都提过了， Deb 的最初反应就是说，哦，好好啊，但我没有听到这样的呼召啊。
Now her response is very, very understandable, as this wasn't something that we were expecting.
其实她的回答是非常可以理解的，因为这些根本就不是我们自己所期望的。
I still remember her saying to me, are you sure you're a pastor?
好像我自己说，你肯不肯定你做牧师？
I mean, our friends were asking the same question, and even I was asking the same question. Are you sure, Lord?
好似我嘅朋友咧，都系问同样嘅问题，甚至我自己都系咁样问神啊，你系咪肯定啊
？I'm not very pastoral-like.
我唔系好似一个牧师嘅啫。
I mean, sure, I have a passion to serve Christ, to share others with Christ, share Christ with others, to do God's work. But mercy, compassion, caring.And shepherding, they're not my top gifts.
当然我很热衷同人分享福音和侍奉基督的，还有引导人去做上帝的工作，但是怜悯 同情、关怀同埋牧养，呢啲唔系我最大嘅恩赐嚟。
So in the next few months, we prayed for God's continual guidance, clarification, and confirmation. We prayed that God would reveal His will to the both of us, giving us peace and assurance as a family.
因此喺跟住落嚟嗰几个月里边，我哋祈求神不断嘅指引。澄清同埋確認，我哋祈求神會向我哋兩個人都顯現佢嘅旨意，俾我哋全家有一個嘅平安同埋保證。
I mean, after all, if it's truly God's will for our lives, He would give us both the peace, the conviction, in our hearts that we all need, that we both needed.
畢竟如果呢個係神嘅旨意嘅時候咧，佢會俾我哋所需要嘅深刻嘅信念同埋內心嘅平安嘅。
During this time, many thoughts entered my mind, and there were many hesitations.
在这段时间里面，很多的想法进入我的脑海，还有很多的犹疑在这里。
The first was this, I'm too old to go back to school.
第一个就是，我觉得我太老了，我不能够。
I'm a slow reader. You know, architects draw and they visualize, but they don't read stacks of theological books and write papers.
我是一个读书读得很慢的人来的。作为一个画迹师，我懂得画图，我懂得想象，但是我没有试过阅读这一大堆的神学书籍和要写论文的。
This really frightened me.
这个真的吓死我。
Second, how could we afford to pay for the seminary education if I was to stop working and go back to school and then we only have one income?
第二就是如果我停止工作，屋企里边只有一个收入来源，我哋点能够负担起神学院嘅学费呢
？You see, it wasn't cheap going to seminary. It still is not. It costs about $20,000 a year because it's not government subsidized.
你知唔知呢个一啲都唔平嘅？因为咧，作为一个神学生咧，系冇政府资助嘅，大概要成$20,000一年。
As we were having this conversation, you know, my son comes up to me and says this, "Dad, are you going to dip into my college fund?"
咁咧，当我哋有呢啲嘅对话嘅时候咧，我嗰个11岁嘅儿子就嚟问我：，爸爸，你唔会动用我嘅大学储备金啩
？How does an 11-year-old kid know how to ask those questions？
一个十一岁嘅细路点解会识问咁嘅问题嘅咧
？But in the back of my mind, I'm going, "Hey, yeah, that's a good idea."
我个脑就谂啦，啊，都几好喎，咁样。
Because I didn't know where the money was going to come from.
我可能可以有钱用啦。
The third obstacle was that.What would my parents think?
第三个嘅障碍就系我嘅父母会点谂咧
？I always held back from entering into ministry because I didn't think my non-Christian parents would approve.
我一直拒绝进入全职嘅事工，因为我唔认为我嗰对非基督徒嘅父母咧会赞成嘅。
As long as I could remember, they wanted me to become an architect. They have supported me all these years through my university education, 7 years.Through helping me get started as an architect, through giving me my first commission when I started my own architectural firm.
我记得咧，我父母对我好有期望，成为一个画迹师噶。例如咧，佢咧以前大学嘅时候咧就供养我读书啦，有7年嘅时间，而且咧跟住就帮助我开始我自己画迹师嘅一个生意事业，亦都咧系第一个嘅工作嘅嗰个嘅人工咧系佢俾我噶。
I can't disappoint them now.
我现在不可以令他们失望的。
As we prayed and asked God to make His will known to us, Deb was asking God to show me a verse in the Bible that would bring assurance that God had indeed called me into pastoral ministry.
当我们祈祷要求神给我们很清楚知道祂的旨意的时候 Deb 就祈求神向我们展示一段经文可以给我们一个的保证。
And so God led me to 1 Thessalonians 2:4, in which it says, On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We're not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts.
他给我们一段的经文就是帖撒罗尼迦前书2:4，那里说但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人欢喜。乃是要讨那测验我们心的神欢喜。
And so through a series of confirmations, of answered prayers, of further encounters with God, you know, struggling in prayer, we both felt compelled and led to proceed with God's calling into pastoral ministry.
因此，通过一系列嘅确认、祈祷嘅回应，对神嘅进一步接触，里边有挣扎同埋祈祷，我哋都感到咧，我哋系被催逼同埋被引导去进入神嘅牧养事工嘅。
And yes, I did feel old when I went into seminary.
冇错，当我参加入去神学院课程嘅时候，我的确觉得自己老咗。
But God was gracious and gave me the ability to learn and to do well in seminary, even at the age of 42 years old.
但神是很有恩典的，并且给我有能力在神学院那里学习，同埋做得好，即使当时我已经42岁了。
As well, God provided for our financial needs as Deb and I received a check in the mail from the restructuring of our life insurance company, which equaled my first term of tuition.
同样神提供了我们经济上面的需要，因为 Deb 同我收到我们人寿保险公司因为重组的缘故寄了一张支票给我们，那个的金额相等于我第一个学期的学费。
Also, I was offered a part-time position here at our church in which I would work part-time and study part-time, in essence paying for the rest of my seminary education.
此外，我还在我们教会担任了兼职的职位，这样令到我可以半职工作和半职翻学，实际上就是支付我神学院的教育费用。
And my parents, wow, God looked after that too.
而且我的父母呢，神都照顾他们。
As they both received Christ into their hearts just a few months before I started ministry.
因为他们在我开始牧养事工前几个月呢，就已经接受了耶稣。
And as a result, they did not have any further objections or questions as to me going into ministry.
所以结果呢，当我进入这个教牧事工的时候呢，我已经没有任何的阻碍了。
God made the path straight.
神指引了我的路。
And he will remove the obstacles in your life as well.
祂也会在你的生命里面消除障碍。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
你要专心仰赖耶和华。
Lean not on your own understanding.
不可依靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways, submit to him.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
And he will make your paths straight.
他必指引你的路。
I'm not sure what you're going through right now in your life.And what is it that you need to trust in the Lord with all your heart for?
我唔好肯定你而家生活里边经历紧啲乜嘢，你需要点样嚟到专心仰赖耶和华
？Maybe it is your marriage.
可能系你嘅婚姻啦。
Maybe it is your children.
可能系你嘅孩子啦。
Maybe some of you are feeling insecure and sad and confused and anxious right now because you don't have a congregation pastor at the moment.
或者可能是你一个心里面的安全感，或者是一个的失望不开心，因为你现在没有一个会众的牧师来到牧养你们。
I don't know what you may be going through right now.
我不知道你经历什么。
But I know that we all have an inherent desire to be in control.
但我知道我们都有一个内在的愿望，就是我们能够控制到一切。
To be in control of our own plans,to be in control of our own decisions, of our own lives, of our own destiny.
可以控制到我们的计划啦，控制到我们的决定啦，控制到我们自己的生命同埋命运。
But in order for us to find God's will, in order to live in His will, we need to put our complete trust in Him, in His purposes, in His ways, in His timing, and in His methods.
但是为了找到上帝的旨意，为了生活在祂的旨意里面，我们需要完全的信靠祂，在祂的旨意、祂的方式、祂的时间和祂的方法中。
How can we practically do this in our lives and in our situations?
那我们怎样可以在我们生命或者所面对的处境里面实践信靠神呢？
Well, we can seek the Lord first before making a decision and not afterwards.
在未作决定之前，我们先寻求神，并不是决定了之后才寻求神。
We often make our decisions, and then we try to ask God to bless the decisions that we've made.
我们通常会做出一个决定，然后向神祈求，神啊，你来赐福我这个意念吧。
I know I do that.
我经常都这样做的。
But even before we start to make a decision on something,Let us go to the Lord and seek Him first and ask Him for His thoughts before we make our decision.
但是即使我们在开始对某些事做决定之前，让我们先来到寻求神，问一下祂究竟祂的道路是什么。
to be open to His leading and His plans for us.
对他的领导和计划持一个开放的态度。
Second, we can spend time looking to God's word for what it says, for what He says about a certain situation in our lives.
其次，我们就是要花时间去研读和明白神的话语，看看他话要讲什么，看看神自己要对我们讲什么，关于我们生命里面某些的决定和情况。
We can lean on, rely on God's truth, His wisdom from His words.
我们可以依靠神话语中的真理和智慧。
And as well, when we pray, we can ask that the Lord's will be done, and not our own desire, not our own will, not our own plan.
同样我们祈祷的时候，也可以求神成就祂的旨意，而不是我们自己的计划，我们自己想要的东西，或者我们自己的旨意。
When Jesus prayed to the Father at the most agonizing time of His life, just before going to the cross, He said, not my will, but your will be done.
当耶稣基督向父祈祷，在祂最难过的时候，祂说，不要按我的意思，而是按你的意思。
I came across this saying a while back. I thought it was quite interesting.
我较早前谂起呢一句嘅说话。
And I don't expect you to translate this because I don't know if it's translatable. Okay? So I think it's understandable, so you don't need to translate. It says this: Only God can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph.A victim into a victory. You know, God is good all the time. 2 years ago, Deb and I went to visit her aunt in San Francisco.
两年前，阿 Deb 同我去到三藩市度探佢阿姨。
For years now, we were hoping for an opportunity to share Christ with her aunt, who has a condition known as multiple system atrophy.
当年前我们一直希望有机会来到跟她阿姨分享基督，她阿姨呢身患着一种被称为多系统萎缩的病。
It's a condition whereby the mind is still functioning, but the body begins to shut down one at a time. Your speech, your movements, they begin to shut down, but your mind is still functioning.
这个是一种头脑仍然正常运作的状态，但身体开始不能运作，例如他讲说话或者他运动都做不到。
And there's no cure for it.
而这个是没有医治的方法。
She's been suffering from this for about 10 years now, and the survival time for people with this condition is usually around 8 years.
他一直遭受这种病的痛苦大概有10年的时间，其实一般患这种病的人只能够生存8年的时间。
I can't even imagine how that must feel like, being trapped inside her body, feeling imprisoned, thinking things, but not being able to do anything.
我没办法想象她好像被困在她自己的体内，好像被监禁那种的感觉，只能够去想而不可以做出来。
In our previous trips to San Francisco, we really never had a chance, an opportunity to speak to her privately, as there were always other people around, relatives, friends, caregivers around her almost 24 hours a day.
我们之前的旅行里面，我们从没有真正机会可以跟她私底下交谈，因为她周围总是有很多人在这里，例如她的亲戚朋友或者一些看护的人。
But it was our desire to look for a window of opportunity this time, as we knew that her days were coming to an end.
但今次我们希望找到一个机会，因为我们知道她已经时日无多。
When we got to San Francisco, on a Friday, we along with Deb and her mom, we had planned to visit her the next day in the hospital.
当我们去到三藩市的时候，是星期五，我们和 Deb 的妈妈一起计划第二天就去医院来探望她。
And so the next day on the Saturday we did, but we were not alone, as there were 6 or 7 other people there.
于是乎第二天星期六我们就去探望她，不过我们不是单单是我们去，因为还有大概6-7个其他的人在这里。
We stayed there for about 4 hours before leaving, and we planned to go back the following day, hoping that there would be opportunity to be alone with her.
我们在那里逗留了大概4个小时的时间，离开之前我们计划第二天再来，希望有机会可以跟她单独相处。
Now on the Sunday, we had actually planned to go to church before going to see her, which would have meant that we wouldn't be at the hospital till about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, as we felt it was important to worship God, and her mom had agreed to go to church, so we wanted to take the opportunity.
在星期日的时候, 我们计划了, 我们先去教会, 然后才去探她, 那即是说呢, 大概可能到下午两三点呢, 才会去到医院了, 因为觉得呢, 敬拜神是很重要, 而且Tab的妈妈呢, 也都同意, 跟我们一起去教会。
And Deb's mom is not a believer in Christ.
她妈妈呢, 不是基督徒来的。
Anyways, we had mapped everything out.
那呢, 我们呢, 已经将计划好了,
how long would take the best route to get there?
来呢,
but then we found out that there was going to be an annual citywide run. It's kind of like the Sun Run, but they call it Bay the Breakers. It's a 12K event that happens from one end of the city to the next.
后来呢, 预着全市一年一次, to Breakers, 一个马拉松的赛跑, 有12,000米那么长的路。
This is cutting right across our path of travel because we lived in the hotel there and the church that we're going to go to was going to be in that location. So for us to drive across and cut into this race would have taken hours and would have tied up traffic and it would have been a nightmare.
咁咧，啱啱預證咧就係撞正我哋要行嘅路線，因為喺地圖上面大家睇到啦，我哋住嘅酒店嘅地方同我哋要去嘅地方咧，如果要避開嗰啲馬拉松路線咧，可能要我哋幾個鐘頭時間嘅。You
see, the hospital was just there.
醫院喺你哋圖上面見到啦。And
so we prayed about it the night before, and when Deb and I woke up the next morning, both of us felt that we should not go to church due to the potential traffic. But instead to go visit her aunt earlier, which is what we did.
所以呢,我们为此祈祷,第二天这一早醒来的时候, Deb和我都觉得呢, 或者我们不应该因为潜在交通问题而去教会, 反而呢,我们应该早点去拜访阿姨, 结果呢,我们都是这样做。
By the time we got there, it was about 11:15, and there was only one other person there, her caregiver.
当你到达医院的时候呢, 是早上11:15的时间, 那里呢, 只有一个人, 和呢, 他的看护,
We're so relieved to see that there was not a mass of people there this time.
我们很高兴见到呢, 那里呢, 今次没有很多人在这里。
Not only that, she was sitting upright. She was sitting on a chair and alert of what was going on around her.
不仅如此, 她们都坐在椅子上, 坐直直地, 很有警觉性, 和知道周围发生什么事。
By noon, her caregiver went for lunch. And we had an hour to ourselves to share Christ with her and the hope that she can have in Christ.
到了中午的时候,她的看护的人去了吃午饭。我们有大概一个钟头的时间,跟她单独相处,可以跟她分享基督的盼望。
And so even though she can't speak anymore, she can't walk, she can't eat anymore, even though she cannot move any part of her body, she can still pray to God, and He'll be able to hear her prayers.
即使她不能够说话、行路或者吃饭，或者移动她身体任何一部分，她仍然可以向神祈祷，并且神可以听到她的祈祷。He'll
be able to hear her cry for help and for mercy, and can take away her fears and replace it with His presence.
神能够听她向神的呼求帮助，可以带走她的恐惧，以她的同在来取而代之。And
so we share the gospel with her.
所以我们跟他分享了福音。
After that, we asked if she would like to receive God's hope and peace and allow Him to come into her life.
之后呢, 我们就问他是否愿意接受神的希望和平安进入他的生命里面啊?
Now she couldn't respond with any words.
但她呢,
but she could nod her head ever so slightly.
但呢,
and she could blink her eyes to respond.
同埋呢,佢可以以眨眼嚟到回应,
and she did.
佢真係有咁做啊。
She wanted to ask the Lord to come into her life, and so we pray for her in that way.
佢想求神进入佢嘅生命里边，因此咧，我哋咁样为佢祈祷。
After Deb and I prayed for her, we asked if she would like to get baptized, and again she responded with her blink.
祈祷之后咧，我同阿Deb咧都问佢愿唔愿意接受洗礼啊，佢亦都眨眼嚟到回应。
We baptized her through sprinkling and with the sign of the cross on her forehead. And as we did so, she began to just tear up.
我们通过洒水礼在他头上画十字架的标记来到为他施洗。当你这样做的时候，我们看到他开始流泪。
We sang Amazing Grace, Jesus loves me, and that's when we all began to lose it.
我们一起唱奇恩典，唱耶稣爱你，然后当场我们几个人都开始很感动和流泪。
We sense the presence of God in our midst, and the joy, the love, the peace, and the hope that can come into a hopeless situation.
我们感觉到神的同在，以致为这个没有盼望的情况带来了喜悦，带来爱、平安和盼望。
Meanwhile, Deb's mom, who's been with us this whole time, was just sitting by herself, observing, watching, witnessing her sister come to faith in Christ as we shared the gospel with her, as we prayed for her, as we baptized her in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
与此同时，阿 Deb 嘅妈妈咧，当我哋同阿 Deb 嘅阿姨讲说话嘅时候，一直同我哋一齐，佢喺度观察，目睹佢嘅妹妹接受福音，同佢一齐祈祷，并且以父子圣灵嘅名为佢施洗。
We pray that some of what Deb's mom witnessed will stick with her, and that she will receive Christ into her own life one day.
我哋祈求佢目睹嘅呢一切事情咧，一路可以留喺佢心里边，以致佢将来有一天会邀请耶稣基督进入佢嘅生命里边。
And so, if that's not enough,
如果你觉得这样还不够呢?
What happened next really surprised us.
在一天里面发生这么兴奋的事还不够的时候，跟着呢还发生一件事。
So after we baptized her aunt, Deb's mom checks her phone.
我们呢跟阿姨来到施洗之后呢，刚刚 Deb 的妈妈呢看她的手机。
She had just received a text message from her younger brother, which is Deb's uncle from Vancouver, who's not a Christian.
咁佢咧就啱啱收到喺来自温哥华嘅弟弟，即系 Deb 嘅叔叔嘅一个嘅短信。佢唔系基督徒嚟噶。
As we were baptizing her, Deb's uncle texts Deb's mom a message as this is all going on. He texts this. He says, "Since Abe is in San Francisco with you, why don't you ask Carm, which is their sister, if she wants to get baptized?"
即是说呢，当我们跟阿姨施洗的时候呢，她的叔叔呢就在打短信了。她短信就说，还怎么呢，Abe 呢和你们一起三藩市了，不如你问一下 Carm， 即是她阿姨啦，愿不愿意接受洗礼啦。
Deb's mom shows this text to us and we're totally blown away by it.
Deb 的妈妈去给我们看这个短信，我们完全呢真的吓了一跳。
Because who else could orchestrate something like that except God?
因为除了神以外，还有谁可以这么协调这些事情呢？
And so I texted him back on her mom's phone and said, "We just did."
所以呢，我用妈妈的短信手机来到呢，再发个短信回应她，就说我们刚刚做了。
And I just wrote all the details that took place which led to her baptism.
我还将所有的事情细节呢来到发了给她看。
And he texts back with a thumbs up and an applause.
咁咧，佢咧再回應短信嚟嘅時候咧，就一個大拇指，舉一個大拇指，同埋咧用掌聲嘅公仔嚟到回應。
You see, just in case we were not attuned to the Spirit's moving, God in His sovereignty sends a text message through Deb's uncle and gives us an opportunity to witness to Him as well.
你睇下咧，為免我哋咧唔適應聖靈嘅行動啊，上帝喺佢嘅主權底下，通過 Deb 嘅叔叔發一個嘅短信，俾我哋有機會咧可以見證到佢。
Brothers and sisters, who else could cause this to happen except our Almighty God?
弟兄姊妹，除了我们全能的神以外，还有谁可以促成这些事发生呢？
Only God can create faith where there's no faith.
只有神才可以在没有信仰的情况下创造
信仰。Only God can make believers out of unbelievers.
只有神才能够令非信徒变成信徒。
Only God can bring hope into a hopeless situation.
只有神在无望的情况下带来盼望。
Only God can give life where there's only once death.
只有神才能够在死亡的地方赐予生命。
Only God can create an opportunity where there's always been a shut door.
只有祂才可以在一道关闭的门创造机会。
Only God can answer the prayers and desperate cries of His people for salvation to come to a certain nation, to a certain people, to a certain family, to a certain person.
只有神才能够回应他的子民的祈祷和绝望的呐喊，祈求救恩来到某个国家、人民、家庭或者是某些人那里。
The last day we were in San Francisco, which was a Monday.
最后一天留在三藩市是一个星期一。
We went back to visit Deb's aunt again in the hospital.
我们再去到医院探望 Deb 的阿姨。
We assured her of her faith in God and the hope that she has in Christ, and we prayed for her, reminding her of the riches that she has in Christ, the hope of everlasting life, and that there will be no more suffering, no more pain, no more tears, and no more death.
我们再次坚固他对神的信心，以及他在基督里面的盼望。我们为他祈祷，提醒他在基督里面拥有丰盛和对永生的盼望。在那里不会有受苦，不会有痛楚，不会有眼泪，不会有死亡。
Then Deb showed her aunt the necklace that she had given her a while back, because her aunt had told her to wear it and to think of her.
然后呢 ，Deb 咧将好耐之前阿姨送俾阿 Deb 嘅颈链咧攞出嚟俾佢睇，因为阿姨咧叫阿 Deb 咧系要成日戴住佢，记得阿姨啊。
And then we said our goodbye for now.
然后咧我哋就道别啦。
Not knowing if we see her on earth again.
唔知喺地上我哋会唔会有一天再见到佢。
But knowing that we will meet her again in heaven with our Lord forever.
但系知道将来喺永恒里边必定可以再相见，同我哋主耶稣一齐。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
你要专心仰赖耶和华。
And lean not on your own understanding.
不可依靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways, submit to him.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
And he will make your paths straight.
他必指引你的路。
Let's pray.
一起祈祷。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you for your goodness, your good ways. And we ask, O Lord God, that you would embolden us, empower us, encourage us. For we need to trust in you, Lord God. We need to put our hopes in something more than ourselves, more than in our plans, more than in what we can hope for in our future. And so, Lord, we come before you and we want to say to you now, Lord, we want to trust and we want to obey you as we walk with you each day. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.